It's Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Somebody
on...
say, what's your New Year's resolution? I say, I'm going to wear drawers. I don't know, dude. Stop asking me crazy questions like that. I'm going to give you a crazy answer.
What do you got for All Right On O today, Leroy? What's your
All Right? Congratulations to the Canes and Indiana. If I told you a month and a half ago these two teams would be here, you would laugh at me, right? And congratulations to them. They actually play very similar football, so it'll be interesting to see. To me, the question is going to be the well-coached version versus the more talented version. Because, other than Mendoza, name another guy on that team.
Just the coach.
Right. So, and maybe that's because we're more familiar with Miami.
Of course.
But I'm more than sure people would say Mesidor. People would come up with say Bain.
Well, their whole thing is they have no five-star recruits. That's their thing.
Right. They're so
old, non-overlooked guys.
Correct.
Like, that's their thing. And the Canes have some of that.
Right.
But they also have a lot of electric talent of their own that is like that's
Malachi
homegrown.
Tony.
Ruben Bain,
Mesidor.
Bryce Fitzgerald, right. All these guys.
Got a safety that's got to miss half a game, though.
Yeah.
A half.
Bull crap.
Right. So, from that standpoint, that's it. Listen, to all the people getting on this reporter about, being nice, get a life, dude.
Agreed.
I hope you have people in your life that treat you like that. You know what? She congratulated the coach on having a hell of a season. She's not an amateur at this.
He also did, objectively, they had a hell of a season. Nobody can
right!
say, 13 wins in your first year is not a hell of a season.
This is why I call fans ingrate sometimes. Because for her to say that and people to get on her for saying that is not, what should she say?
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, it's kind of sweeping the internet right now, but this was during Liam Cohen's press conference after the game.
I just want to tell you congratulations on your success, young man.
Thank you.
Hold your head up, all right? You guys have had a most magnificent season.
Thank you.
You did a great job out there today.
Appreciate
so you
it.
Just hold your head up, okay?
Thank
and
you,
ladies
ma'am.
And gentlemen, Duval, you the one, all
Thank
right?
You,
you keep it going. We got another season, okay?
I appreciate
Take
it.
Take care and much continued success to you and the entire team.
Thank you, ma'am.
She even gave him a lesson on how to say Duval correctly.
Yeah.
I thought that was very sweet. People
yes.
have
like
literally
I've never all the press conferences that I've been in, I've heard the token congratulations right before they hit you over the head with the question. But it was all good and almost like saying, it's unfortunate that you lost, but thank you for a hell of a season.
Right. It's
nothing wrong with that.
I've definitely heard people who have an accomplishment. Or if they hit a milestone or they win a big game, people say congratulations before a question all the time. And also, she's totes adorbs. That's adorable. Come
it's
on, dude.
It's Jacksonville!
That's also true. That is also very, very true. My all right also goes to the Miami Hurricanes, of course, in this matchup.
All
but,
right.
You know, I'm very excited about it. Mendoza, awesome story. I feel bad that I got to root against him, but it is what it is. My oh no, we've done enough heat today. I got to get to this. This is a tweet from Brody Logan on Twitter.
Who's Brody Logan?
He's a morning anchor. And he tweeted out something this morning that took me aback. I actually saw Stunt and Steve was the one to retweet this, and this was interesting because I didn't know that there are rules about this, but this is a notification from the CFP on tailgating etiquette, and it says music, and it says, as a rule, music must be played at a reasonable volume.
Oh, no. Wait a minute!
Hold on!
Oh, keep going!
And shall not contain explicit lyrics.
Oh no.
Violators may be ejected. No professional DJ setups are permitted in the parking lots. And Brody tweets out, good luck enforcing this in Miami.
Wait,
Right, because so the cops are going to be on the other side.
Soon as the bass hits in the parking lot and somebody drop it like it's hot, what are we going to do?
Yeah, the cops are not going to enforce anything. They're a part of it.
Are they the CF people?
I know.
The cops might. The cop, oh,
they
okay.
enjoy the shows.
They're like, is that an ice luge and a stripper pole?
Exactly.
That's right, officer. Come on over here.
It. Wait a minute. Wait.
That's literally it.
Wait. This is the University of Miami. Now, I will say this. Dear Indiana fans, when you come into the stadium, just enjoy yourself and have a good time. But this ain't Indiana. And maybe Fernando Mendoza could give you a heads up before you come into the gates that what you will witness will be a life-changing experience. Right? All your cheerleaders are going to go from being eights in Indiana to being threes in Miami.
Man.
I didn't make up that rule.
I don't think Indiana's ready for Astron.
I didn't make up that rule. That's just the way the Midwest is when you come down to South Florida. Like, you think you're a 10 up north.
Who exactly?
And you come down and you immediately go to 5.
Who wrote these rules?
Who?
Who wrote these rules?
Someone who's not very aware.
Feinbaum! Like, that sounds like Feinbaum.
So wait, does the same people that makes the committee and picks the teams, do they also make these rules?
I don't know. I think they do it to have like a general, I don't know how much. Oh, you idiots know this gonna be corporate, right? Dude, it only takes 1% of Miami to get in there. 1%. If 50% is corporate, I bet you 25 of that 50% gonna be dancing over by the 1% because it has that way of getting you.
Dude, when they
do not be fooled. I promise you that those corporate people gonna wanna have a good time, and what's gonna happen is on Tuesday, somebody gonna have a picture taken like at the basketball game.
Yeah, like listen, we know you in Indiana probably are used to your beer pong, very good, but like
beer pong.
Like, you know, this is gonna be crazy to their experience. Like it's gonna be asses, stripper poles, loud music. Pig roasts, coolers full of God knows what, and there's no etiquette to that. And I bless your hearts if you CFP right. rules, if you think that's going to happen. Oh, no.
Is you might CFP. Not even get to the stadium because the people that can't get in going to say, you know what? Bubba, let's just do it on the street. Let's look. Pull up shop right here. We going to tailgate right outside the gates of the stadium.
When does the tailgate open? Like, they should just have all Sunday. Everybody should just
4 hours.
There. That's it?
That's normal tailgate,
that's
right?
That's normal.
Normal tailgate.
There's not different rules for the championship?
Oh,
it might be shorter.
Wait, how many of those signs you think you're going to see across the street, like in all the stores? No stadium parking.
Well, also, they have said that if you don't have a ticket, they're checking tickets. So, like, you know how usually people will go to tailgate
and just tailgate?
Watch, that they're getting rid of that completely. So, they're checking tickets, right? Like, if you park in yellow and you walk, before you can even get into, like the orange and blue parking, you have to have a ticket.
You want me to tell you what to do?
Would they scan it first? Because, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
You know who taught me that?
But I know
Fonz
that.
Fonz taught me that. You know why? Because we went to a Dolphins game when I went with the people from the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And we go up to the game. I only had a certain amount of tickets. So I had to give some people tickets. Some people come to the suite with me, Bernie, and with the station. And I went up there, and Fonz was up there. I said, hey, I didn't give you a ticket. Your ticket's down there. He said, I scanned your ticket. They don't scan them. They just check them.
When I went to the Club Cup that they had this past summer,
was that the one where people were sneaking in through air vents?
I don't remember what that was. This is different though. That was like 2 years ago. This was this past year. When I went to that one, because of what happened at that game, anybody who was coming from any other lot than the ones that were around Hard Rock, like immediately around Hard Rock, could not get in. So like we were tailgating, and my uncle couldn't get in because he had parked in yellow. and they wouldn't let him until the game started, like till the like it was time to go into the game.
Multiple people are saying gates open at 11 a.m. for that game.
What time does the game start?
7:30.
Oh my god! What are you doing? What are you doing? Not in Miami. You gotta open that thing up 3 hours. That's gonna be a disaster. Are you kidding me?
It's gonna be fun.
You listen. Tickets are going to be $50 right outside the gate because people go pass out and say, let me see if I can sell my tickets. I'm not going in.
Jennifer, what's your all right and oh no today?
You won't even have energy to do that.
No!
So my all right goes to the youth and their full-on battle on ice.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you guys saw this.
Did you see this?
No.
Leroy, you're in for one. Okay. Before I send you the video on our chat, there was a Mites on Ice show during intermission of a professional hockey game in Pennsylvania Saturday night. And let's just say things got a little crazy.
Little.
By the way, these are eight-year-olds.
These are all little eight-year-olds, and they had a full-out melee beating like each other up. And you know what I saw?
To the point where they were like getting each, like even like fighting each other on the same team.
Well, they just see red at that point. You know what I thought to myself? Future Panthers.
I know. That's what I kept thinking in my head. I'm like, they're watching.
Those are baby cats.
They get it. I sent you the video on the
chat. The best video I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's amazing.
The little goalie was my favorite when he came out on the
Oh! Road.
Yep.
Wait. Yeah, exactly.
Get off my buddy. Ow!
Yep.
Wait.
Yeah.
That's hockey culture.
Oh! Wait, the goalie over the top.
Yep.
What are we doing?
Remember, these are eight-year-olds.
Wait, look at everybody. Nobody's cheering. They're just in
Everyone's in pure shock because it's nothing that they've ever seen before.
Oh, he's pulling the shirt over his head.
You got to learn someday.
Exactly. Wait.
You think Bill Zito is looking at that and goes, oh, I like that goalie, you know?
Listen, whoa.
Bob's going to be 50 at that point, and we'll have him ready to go.
He's jotting down numbers.
Hey. Every team has a Bob Bobrovsky. You see the blue teams? The blue teams.
Yeah, there's always one in the side, like, watching. I'm not getting involved.
The blue teams.
I've only seen Bob fight one person, and the only guy that I've ever seen him punch was Brady Tkachuk. Punched him right in the snot box.
Of course.
What's your own Jennifer?
So my own no, actually, is that this is under investigation, because allegedly...
It was planned.
It was staged.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Everything on the internet's fake these days, huh? That sucks.
I know. But you know what? Obviously, besides the danger that they could have provoked each other...
Listen, you're eight. You probably should be playing more hockey than fighting.
Mm. Right. You shouldn't be that angry.
If I was eight, I wouldn't even be able to skate over there and say, I'll be with y'all in a minute.
Brittany, what's your all right? No, no.
I'll do it very quickly. My all right is going to go to the Miami Hurricanes, of course. I just still can't believe it. I'm still pitching myself, and right. I'm just so excited to watch meaningful January football for once in my life. My oh no is going to go to this report that came out this morning that Ferrari's having troubles already with their 2026 car, and they're calling it complete chaos. So we are 50 days away from the F1 season, and Ferrari's already breaking my heart. So I just had to mention that.
Wow. I'm sorry for you.
So sorry.
I'm very sorry, Brittany. Like, I hope those gazillionaires find another fancy car.
It's really, well.
They can make a nice street car, but they can't. Make a car that ride
Ferrari's,
on the track.
Yeah, Ferrari's really worked itself up from the bottom. And, you know, I hope that they can really take down those juggernauts at Corvette.
I'm so glad.
That would be Chevy.
Whatever, dude.
I'm so glad my pain is humorous to you.
I mean.
Do I laugh at you when you talk about the heat?
Wouldn't that be something if Hyundai came out with an engine?
I feel like you are laughing at me when you talked about when I talked about the heat today. I felt you took glee.
What?
I felt like you took glee from my pain.
Glee.
Nobody I take uses glee that from word. Right now. I'm not very happy with the heat, so I take glee from their pain at the moment. Yeah, because they're making me come in on the day of the national championship.
Don't forget she works these games. There's no happiness behind
just
that.
Send them a ransom note and be like, "We've kidnapped Brittany."
With the voice.
She's been kidnapped.
She's been kidnapped. What are your requirements?
Nothing.
Nothing.
We'll let her go.
We'll release
the game.
We release her after the Hurricanes win the national championship.
So leave after the Kings game. Just leave her totally alone. Don't ask questions.
All right, everybody. That's our show for today. We appreciate you tuning in. Thanks to the legend Sean Paul for tuning in today and joining the program. And we will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
I call pass in the midst of pain.
We saw in the corner that Pittsburgh Steelers score. That's the word.
They would come and do the hazmat suit thing.
I see y'all when I see y'all.